This is a recast of the 6,000-word piece, Quantum Computing, from Quantum Artificial Intelligence. Let's listen in.
Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of quantum computing. It's a field that has gained a lot of attention in recent years due to its potential to revolutionize the world of computation. Unlike classical computing, which operates based on bits that can only store information as either 0 or 1, quantum computing utilizes qubits that can exist in multiple states simultaneously.
The concept of quantum computing was first introduced by physicist Richard Feynman in 1982. He proposed that a computer based on the principles of quantum mechanics could outperform classical computers in solving certain problems. Since then, there have been considerable advancements in understanding and harnessing the power of quantum mechanics for computation.
Quantum computing can be understood as the manipulation of quantum entities, such as atoms, molecules, and subatomic particles, to perform complex calculations at a significantly faster rate compared to classical computers. Quantum bits, or qubits, can exist in a superposition of both 0 and 1 simultaneously, allowing for exponential speedup in certain types of problems.
The unique properties of qubits, such as superposition and entanglement, are what make quantum computing so powerful. Superposition refers to the ability of a quantum system to exist in multiple states simultaneously. Entanglement, on the other hand, allows for the correlation between the states of two or more qubits, regardless of their spatial separation.
These properties enable quantum computers to perform calculations in parallel and exploit interference effects to solve complex problems efficiently. Quantum gates are operations performed on qubits to manipulate and transform their states. These gates allow for the manipulation and quantum interference of superposed qubits, further enhancing the computational power of quantum algorithms.
The potential applications of quantum computing are vast and wide-ranging. One area where quantum computing can have a groundbreaking impact is cryptography. Current encryption methods rely on the computational difficulty of specific mathematical problems, which can be easily addressed by quantum computers. Therefore, the development of quantum computers could render traditional encryption methods obsolete and necessitate the development of new encryption algorithms that are resistant to quantum attacks.
Quantum computing is also expected to revolutionize the field of drug discovery by enabling more accurate simulations of molecular interactions. This would allow scientists to develop drugs more efficiently and effectively, potentially leading to breakthroughs in the treatment of various diseases. Additionally, quantum computing can make substantial strides in optimizing complex logistical problems, such as supply chain management and traffic congestion.
Quantum computing also has the potential to revolutionize the field of artificial intelligence. Traditional computers are limited by their binary nature, using bits that are either 0 or 1 to store and process information. Quantum computers, on the other hand, use qubits that can exist in multiple states simultaneously thanks to the principles of quantum superposition and entanglement. This allows for exponentially greater computational power and has implications for various industries, from medicine to finance and energy.
The history and development of quantum computing have been marked by significant milestones. One breakthrough was the proposal of the quantum circuit model by David Deutsch in 1985. This model provided a framework for designing and analyzing quantum algorithms, laying the foundation for the practical implementation of quantum computers. In the following years, several quantum algorithms were developed that demonstrated the potential of quantum computers to solve computational problems more efficiently than classical computers.
One notable example is Peter Shor's algorithm for factoring large numbers, which was published in 1994. This algorithm showed that quantum computers could break the widely used RSA encryption scheme, posing a significant threat to modern cryptography. This discovery sparked great interest in the field and prompted many researchers and companies to invest in quantum research and development. Over the past few decades, there have been significant advancements in building increasingly larger and more stable quantum systems.
Today, various hardware platforms are being explored, including trapped ions, superconducting qubits, and topological qubits. These developments have brought quantum computing to the forefront of scientific research and have the potential to revolutionize a wide range of industries, from pharmaceutical drug discovery to optimization problems in logistics and finance.
Early concepts and pioneers in quantum computing have laid the foundation for this revolutionary technology. One of the earliest concepts is the idea of a qubit, the quantum analog of a classical bit. The concept of qubits emerged from the realization that particles such as electrons and photons could exist in superpositions, being in multiple states simultaneously. This concept was introduced by renowned physicist Paul Dirac.
Another notable pioneer in the field is David Deutsch, who developed the first universal quantum computer model in 1985. Deutsch's model introduced the concept of quantum gates, which are operations that manipulate the quantum states of qubits. Deutsch's work was a breakthrough in demonstrating the power of quantum computing in solving problems more efficiently than classical computers.
One of the significant milestones in quantum computing research is the development of the first qubit in 1995. A qubit, short for quantum bit, is the basic unit of quantum information. This breakthrough paved the way for researchers to explore the possibilities of harnessing quantum properties to perform computations. Another milestone occurred in 2001 when IBM researchers successfully implemented Shor's algorithm on a small-scale quantum computer.
Currently, the state of quantum computing technology is characterized by promising advancements, but significant challenges still remain. Quantum computers are steadily becoming a reality, with notable progress made in developing reliable qubits, the fundamental units of quantum computation. Major technology companies, such as IBM and Google, are investing heavily in this field and offering their quantum systems over cloud platforms, allowing researchers and developers to explore the potential of quantum computing.
However, there are challenges to overcome, such as the limited number of qubits available, which restricts the complexity of computations that can be performed. Additionally, the delicate nature of qubits makes them susceptible to errors caused by external interference and noise. The challenge of maintaining qubit coherence poses a significant obstacle in scaling quantum computers to a practical level.
Despite these challenges, recent breakthroughs in error correction techniques and qubit manipulation have provided hope for solving these obstacles. Researchers are tirelessly working on developing error-correcting codes and techniques to mitigate the challenges associated with qubit fragility and external interference.
The scalability and complexity of quantum algorithms are also challenges that need to be addressed. As the number of qubits used in a quantum computer increases, the complexity of quantum algorithms rose exponentially. This requires significant advancements in both hardware and software to achieve scalable quantum computing.
In conclusion, quantum computing has the immense potential to revolutionize various fields, such as cryptography, optimization problems, drug discovery, and artificial intelligence. The ability of qubits to exist in multiple states simultaneously and the phenomenon of superposition allow for massive parallel computation and faster problem solving. However, there are significant challenges and limitations that need to be addressed before quantum computing can become a practical and widely accessible technology.
That's it for today.